Right next to the Wareham.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday morning. If you miss any of the earlier segment, you can go online a little bit later today. Go on newsradiokman.com, click on the On Demand tab, and you can catch up with the conversation we had with some school board folks and USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade. Right now, I am here with Katie Heinrich, Associate Professor at the KSU Department of Kinesiology, to discuss an Army training study. Also here is Sarah Cosgrove, Postdoctoral Research Fellow with the KSU Department of Kinesiology. Welcome.
Thank you. We're very glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And Katie, we talked a little bit. We've kind of been talking back and forth the last couple weeks, and you shot me a PowerPoint about ATHIS.
Mm-hmm.
ATHIS is what does that stand for?
It stands for the Army Training at High Intensity Study.
All right. A lot to unpack there. This is a federally funded research project through K-State. And what's the main goal of this project?
Yeah. So this grant is funded by the National Institutes of Health, specifically the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. And we wrote the grant to address obesity prevention among military personnel. So our main outcome in this study, it's an exercise intervention, is looking at changes in body composition, but we are also looking at changes in fitness and health and some other psychosocial variables, changes that are going on throughout the 6 months of the exercise intervention.
And this is I believe you're in year three of this study?
We're in year three of collecting data. It's a five-year study. It took us about a year to get started, get all the approvals in place, and get ready to go. We've been primarily recruiting at Fort Leavenworth through the Command and General Staff College, and we've been recruiting officers there to participate with us, and we're on our third cycle of that. Most recently, we've opened up recruitment to reserves and National Guard personnel in any branch of the military here at Kansas State and in the Manhattan area so that we can get some enlisted troops involved in the research as well.
So the study's still needing some subjects.
Yes.
Still needs some recruiting.
Yeah, we're actively recruiting right now. We're hoping to start up a group as soon as possible. Sarah can talk a little bit about where we're at in that process.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've been recruiting in the Manhattan area, people who are in the reserves and in the Guard. And we've had a couple of participants, and we're hoping to get a couple of participants tested. So before they actually start the exercise intervention, they have to do some baseline testing so we have that data to compare at the end of the intervention. But we're hoping to get people started over the next couple of weeks, so before Christmas, if possible.
Again, Brady Bowman here with Katie Heinrich and Sarah Cosgrove. They're from the K-State Department of Kinesiology, talking about a Army training study that they're still in the recruiting process for. If you have any questions for them, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And Katie or Sarah, I guess whoever wants to answer this, I guess we can tell our listeners a little bit about the origins of this study and I guess the why of the study.
Yeah, so as you may or may not know, obesity has been increasing among the general population, which is then influencing the ability of people to even get in the military in the first place, because there are both fitness standards and body composition standards to get in. As well, the training program for the Army over time, there's been a lot of criticisms for the training program in that it's designed in a certain way, but when it's actually delivered, people train for the fitness test, which is running push-ups and sit-ups. And so this is a chance to actually test another training program that has been done among a lot of military personnel kind of at the grassroots level, which is high-intensity functional training. And so this type of training involves aerobic exercises. It involves weight training and bodyweight exercises that are mixed together, done at high intensity, and has shown very promising results for improvements in body composition and fitness, the things that we're testing for in the study. And so because the type of high-intensity functional training that was most common among the Army was CrossFit, that's the model that we went with for this study. So the soldiers that participate in the study do 6 months of either the Army Physical Readiness Training Program designed as it's designed, or 6 months of CrossFit training designed by an ex-Navy SEAL who works for CrossFit headquarters.
And like with any scientific study, there's always a hypothesis. What is the hypothesis of this study, at least maybe for right now? Sometimes that changes, but
we do have a stated hypothesis, which is what our grant got funded for, and that is that we expect both programs to show changes in body composition, but we expect greater improvements in body composition, specifically body fat percentage improvements in the high-intensity functional training group. We also expect both groups to improve in fitness, but with the high-intensity group having greater improvements.
And again, with any study, you need subjects. You talked about the recruiting process that the study's still undertaking. Sarah, if anybody's interested in and wants to participate, where do they need to go? Who do they need to talk to? Some of those things. Or if Katie knows, it doesn't matter.
Well,
I was trying to think of
online screening form. And so we have a Bit link for that. As well as they can contact us directly, go to our website. It's ksu.edu/athis, which is A-T-H-I-S. And there's a link there to contact us. They can easily go to that contact form and enter their information, and Sarah will get in touch with them right away. They can also email us at athis@ksu.edu, so athis@ksu.edu.
And what's the process for this participation? What type of commitment are you expecting from these participants, those sort of details?
So we are looking for participants to commit to 6 months of training and then 2 months after the training. So it's about a 8 or 9 month commitment that we're asking participants to have, and we want them to be local in the Manhattan area for this recruitment process.
And so first, they complete a screening form. We have a set of eligibility criteria to make sure that they're able to complete all aspects of the study as it's designed. And then we have them come in for the baseline assessments, where we do an informed consent process to make sure that we have everything set so that they understand what potential risks the exercise program could present, and they're willing to cooperate with that. And then do the testing sessions and the training sessions. And we have them exercise 5 days a week, working with our trainers, and for the first 2 weeks, and then after that, 2 days a week, they work with a trainer, and the other days they exercise on their own, but we will provide the facility for them to do so at K-State.
And as far as what you're looking for in a participant, what are some of those requirements?
Yeah, so we're looking for people who are, for this group, who are in the National Guard or the Reserves for any branch of the military, and so in other words, they're not active duty at this point in time, and are going to be in the area for around a 9 month period. Now, if they have travel plans and things like that, we have travel workouts available, but the majority of the time they would be here. They're not planning to move somewhere else. They are not on any sort of profile that would keep them from doing the exercise program. And females, we can't accept participants if they're pregnant or nursing.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go ahead and take our last break of this hour of In Focus. We'll come back and finish things out, talk more about this Army study. Very interesting stuff right here on News Radio KMAN.